Eh bien, bonjour à tous, c'est toujours le Doc. J'ai un très très grand plaisir aujourd'hui de recevoir le guitariste Chris de Black Diamonds. On va parler de Notel Hotel qui est sorti le 12 mars 2021. C'est sorti chez Metalopolis Records et on va tout de suite parler de cet album avec Chris. Chris est le nouveau guitariste du groupe. Donc on va parler de son arrivée, de l'album, et puis aussi des projets qui arrivent. Chris, first of all, thank you so much for accepting my invitations. First of all, congratulations for this beautiful release. What a stuff. Thank you so much for this hard rock. It's very heavy, it's poor, it's wow, amazing sounds. So congratulations first.
Well, hello, thanks at all. It's a pleasure to be here, and I'm really grateful and I really appreciate your words. It means a lot to me and, of course, to the whole band. And yes, I'm really happy to be here.
Bah voilà, donc les premiers mots, c'était pour parler de ce Notel Hotel, dire bravo et merci à Chris, hein, parce que franchement, cet album, il est quand même très très bon. Et on a vraiment pris beaucoup, beaucoup de plaisir à l'écouter. Voilà, c'est un des albums de l'année en 2021. Chris, first of all, you are the new guitar player of the band. So, just a few words about your integration of the band. And what is your work to build this Notel Hotel as a new member of Black Diamonds?
Well, yes, as you might know, I joined the band quite a year ago, and it was a very special situation because their guitar player actually left the band pretty quickly, and they had to find another guy, and under some circumstances we just met together, and you know, right in the beginning we really had just a great harmony together. It just worked, and actually, like I say, 90% of the record was done, so I just could do the solo work, and I was really happy to do so. And that's basically, yeah, how it's been, you know. And it's a little bit strange because of the whole pandemic, we couldn't play live together. So yeah, it's strange, but you know, thought just do the best out of it and spend more time for promotion and working on the record. And I think it went pretty well.
Okay. Bah, comme le dit Chris, hein, en fait, donc il est arrivé il y a un peu plus d'un an en remplacement de Andreas Rohner qui a quitté le groupe. Donc comme il le dit, bah, l'album était un peu avancé, il cherchait un nouveau guitariste et donc il a fait l'enregistrement des guitares solo sur cet album. Et puis c'est très difficile de défendre l'album sur scène, hein, comme vous le savez. Mais en tout cas, ils font la promotion et ils travaillent sur d'autres sujets. On espère avoir bien sûr du live bientôt. Chris, this is 1 month that this Notel Hotel is available all over the world, physical, digital, etc. I see a lot of good feedback with your different YouTube channels, Facebook, and something like that. It is for you a new beginning for Black Diamonds with this, all this feedback that you receive, with a lot of encouragement and something like that.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's really amazing because actually I have never experienced something like that before, you know, and we are getting a lot of requests for interviews all over the, well, not world, but mostly Europe, you know. Yeah. And this is really, I think it's new for all of the members, because they told me when they released the last album, it was not as much as this time. And I think our new label is really doing a good job too in actually promoting us as good as possible. And yeah, I think we are all very happy how it's gone so far. It's a lot of great reviews and people seem really to like it. And that's for us the most important part, that people like it and enjoy it and just having fun with listening to the record, you know.
Eh ben donc, le Black Diamond Snotel Hotel, il est sorti le 12 mars, donc grosso modo, ça fait presque un mois. Il y a beaucoup de très très bons retours, et comme le dit Chris, ben voilà, ils sont très contents du travail du label, parce que l'album d'avant, il avait eu moins de promotion et était moins connu. Et puis là, avec Metalopolis, Snotel Hotel, ils ont beaucoup d'interviews un petit peu partout en Europe, pas encore dans le monde, mais ça va venir. Et puis en tout cas, ils se font super plaisir, parce que ce qui est important pour eux, c'est tous les feedbacks qu'ils reçoivent des gens qui ont écouté, comme nous, comme moi, parce que l'album, il tourne en boucle, hein, vous le savez, il est dans la programmation de la radio, on l'écoute presque, on l'écoute même tous les jours, le matin et le soir. C'est un très très bon album. Chris, just after this release now, you speak about a concert and something like that. Of course, it's very difficult to tour. So, what is the approach now for Black Diamonds? Do you prepare some live show with the internet, for example, or you work to prepare some special things with, for example, a new CD, new single, or something like this? What is the position of the band during this lockdown and COVID period?
Well, actually, there are a lot of shows planned for the future in autumn, so in September, October. But it's very difficult, as you said, because no one actually knows what's going to happen, And we had a release night when we actually, well, at the beginning, we wanted to do a release show, with concert and everything, but that unfortunately got canceled. So we did like a live late night show where we actually introduced, I mean, actually showed our album and everything. And now we're really preparing for playing live again, because we have to actually be prepared. If there's a possibility, of course we will play, and then we have to be prepared, So, but I think we're staying positive, We're not actually, we just hope that it's as soon as possible.
Bah comme le dit Chris, hein, il reste très positif, on va garder ces mots-là. Il y a des concerts prévus cet automne, en espérant qu'ils puissent avoir lieu, hein, comme vous le savez, parce que c'est pas parce qu'ils sont annoncés qu'ils ont lieu, et ils travaillent, ils ont très envie de retourner sur scène au plus vite, alors on espère en automne, et puis sinon, bah, il y aura certainement des bonnes choses qui viendront de Black Diamonds. Chris, some words about this wonderful cover artwork of your CD. Who have the idea, and who is the creators of this artwork of your CD?
Well, I think it was our bass player Andy and Mike who actually got the idea of creating an artwork in this style, And it was in the beginning we all knew how it should look like, but it was difficult to find someone that could realize what we wanted to have, And in the end, we found some really creative guys in Czech, Republic, and they did a great job, I think, and we had a we got a lot of great feedback for the cover. I think it looks really cool, It's
Yes, it's a wonderful one, in fact. So
thanks a
it's
lot, by the way.
it's a very pleasant on CD, but I think it's more pleasant in vinyl, for sure.
Yeah, we think so too. But thanks.
Bon bah, donc effectivement la pochette a été faite par Mitch et Andy qui ont eu l'idée. Ça a été battu par quelqu'un qui était en République tchèque. Et puis bah, comme vous le savez, c'est une belle pochette violette avec une belle voiture un petit peu ancienne, et le Knotel Hotel qui est en light fuchsia, ça crache. Voilà, c'est une très belle pochette, et ça va très bien avec le son de l'album. So you create 12 songs for this Knotel Hotel. In your approach, Chris, what is the best song for you on this new release?
All right, this is a difficult question
Yeah,
because I actually like,
that's the
no,
point. That's the point.
yeah, I like a lot of the songs, but I think, well, if I had to pick two, it would be Lonesome Road and Knotel Hotel, the title track, because obviously Lonesome Road got our third single, so we all were agreeing about that one. It's very commercial, I think, it works, it's not too heavy, and it's kind of like easy to listen, but I think Knotel Hotel has a lot of cool rhythmical parts, you know, with the drums, and the introduction is quite huge. And I think as well, the solo section is pretty cool too. I really spent a lot of time in doing that one because I wanted to actually make it long and, you know, just big and heavy and melodic, just everything, you know. And I think that's the reason why I would really pick up that one.
Ok, bah donc la question un peu piège de l'après-midi, hein, c'était quels sont les titres ou le titre préféré de Chris sur cet album. Alors il a dit Notel Hotel et Lonesome Road. Bon, c'est deux bons titres. Hein. Le Lonesome Road, c'était le troisième single. Il y avait eu aussi Evil Twin et Saturday. Et puis le premier morceau, Notel Hotel, il sonne vraiment tellement bien que je comprends que Chris, il adore ce morceau parce que c'est celui qui lance l'album et il est vraiment magnifique. With Notel Hotel, I think the first songs. You start like a turbo, I would like to say, with this album. It's a really good one. Who have the idea to put Notel Hotel on the first song on this record?
Well, it's, I think it works really good as the first introduction to a new album because, you know, you have this melody in the very beginning and then the drums are kicking in and it feels like an introduction, you know. It's and I think it just makes you want to listen more. And that was probably the reason to put in first, you know, and just it should kick ass, you know. It should make the people rock and roll, you know, and feel it.
Bon, la question était qui a eu l'idée de mettre tout de suite au démarrage Notel Hotel, parce que l'album, enfin le morceau, il représente beaucoup. C'est un super morceau pour rentrer dedans et comme le dit Chris, bah il kickasse, hein, il kickasse fort. Voilà, ça donne un bon coup de pied au cul, on rentre tout de suite. L'intro, elle est magnifique. Et puis il y a un break juste au milieu du démarrage qui lance vraiment ce morceau. C'est un très très bon morceau. On l'écoutera à la fin de l'interview parce que franchement, il est magnifique et l'album est fantastique. Donc si vous ne l'avez pas encore acheté, foncez, c'est un super, super album. Et Notel Hotel, c'est vraiment le morceau. Voilà, quand vous l'écoutez, vous faites « Waouh !» Voilà, ça fait du bien à écouter. Chris, another question, more particular for you. What is your inspiration to create any songs on this album? I know that in a few minutes we speak about you put only some solo guitars and something like that, but with this solo, what is your approach with your music? What is your favorite band? Or do you put some imaginations on this solo records for this album?
Well, yes, actually, I'm highly inspired by 80s hard rock and heavy metal music. You know, I mean, I just listened to basically everything that was kind of famous in the 80s, you know, like Ronnie James Dio, Def Leppard, Bon Jovi. And I also listened to a little bit the less famous bands, like, I don't know if you know it, Dokken, yep. George Lynn. I really like that one.
I have Jeff Pinchon on an interview tomorrow.
Oh, that's great. I'm a huge fan of all the guys from the band, you know, and as well, I'm a huge fan of Yngwie Malmsteen and Paul Gilbert, you know, Steve Vai, just, you know, those guitar players are really, that's the thing I do the most, you know, and I really try to kind of do a little tribute to those guys with my stuff, you know. And I mean, it's really difficult because you still want to stay unique and not just copy them. And I think I actually try to get or to pick up from all those guys and just make it my own, you know. And
yeah, bah voilà, la question c'était quelles sont les inspirations sur la guitare, le jeu de Chris, les groupes, les artistes qu'il aime. Bah vous avez entendu, hein, il aime beaucoup Dio, Def Lepp, voilà, il est très fan de George Lynch, de Dokken, de Jeff Pilson, aussi très fan de Stevie Vai, voilà, de tout ce qui a été fait à cette période-là. Et je vais lui poser, tiens, une question qui n'a rien à voir avec Black Diamonds. With these words about your songs and of course what you put on Black Diamonds, what is your reaction when you listen the first David Lee Roth's Eat, M and Smile? Are you ready for the new sensation?
Can you repeat just the last? I couldn't understand.
When you listened Stevie Vai on David Lee Roth, you remember Ain't No Smile, the first release of David Lee Roth just after he left Van Halen, and you have a beautiful songs of Stevie Vai on it. What is this, your reaction when you hear, are you ready for the new sensation?
I think it's great, you know. I'm really kind of like surprised, you know, and yeah.
It's an amazing album.
Absolutely, absolutely, and really difficult stuff in there. So pretty much the most crazy things you can do on your instrument, you know.
Yeah. 86, wow. Oui, bah, on parlait juste du David Lee Roth, Hit Em and Smile, hein, avec Stevie V sur le premier morceau. C'était, voilà, c'est quand on entend ce Are You Ready for the New Sensation? Waouh, ça fait un peu la même approche que le Notel Hotel. C'est vraiment des sons. Chris, thank you so much for this interview. Last questions on it. You are on a tour bus and you have to pick up 3 CDs on tour. What is your 3 CDs on your pocket during your last tour?
Well, you mean in upcoming tours? Or
When you have only 3 CDs left with you during this tour.
That's a difficult question, but yeah. I gotta be honest. You know, I would actually enjoy to be able to come to Paris because I haven't been there in my life. All people say it's a really cool city, you know, and I've been to France, but just the south of France, and I think it's very beautiful and pretty cool, and I really like the whole country, you know. And so I guess I'd pick up Paris, and as well, UK would be pretty cool, you know, some city in UK and, well, in the US as well, but I think that's really hard to realize that, you know, but...
Donc, la France, le UK, il serait très partant pour ça. I have a chance to see Black Diamonds for the only dates in France during the tour for the Your Own Upon a Time tours with It in Paris, at Nouveau Casino, in 4 years ago. Now, it's a long time that Black Diamonds play only one gigs in Paris. With It, that's a long time. So, cross finger to see you, Chris, on tour in Paris. I hope so. Last word is for you. Do you have a message for the listener?
Well, yes. If you like rock and roll and just good old traditional 80s stuff, I would be honored and the whole band would be very grateful if you guys just give it a listen. And during this really difficult time, just all try to stay positive. And, you know, music is still there. And as long as there's music, I think there's hope. And yeah, just that's probably my message to the people. And thanks a lot for you that could be part of the show. And thanks a lot to the guys who were listening. You know, I'm really happy and really grateful and I really appreciate it.
Voilà, donc comme le dit Chris, restons positifs, écoutons de la musique. C'est le meilleur moment. Nous, on va écouter tout de suite Black Diamonds, Notel Hotel. C'est parti tout de suite dans Last Ride avec le Doc. Merci Chris. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Thanks.